If you enjoy these episodes, please consider donating to help keep this podcast going by clicking on the link in the description of this episode. Also, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Third part, question 49, the effects of Christ's passion. Article 1, whether we were delivered from sin through Christ's passion. It is written in Revelation 1:5, He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Christ's passion is the proper cause of the forgiveness of sins in three ways. First of all, by way of exciting our charity, because as the Apostle says in Romans 5:8, God commendeth His charity towards us, because when as yet we were sinners, Christ died for us. But it is by charity that we procure pardon of our sins, according to Luke 7:47, many sins are forgiven her because she hath loved much. Secondly, Christ's passion causes forgiveness of sins by way of redemption. For since He is our head, then by the passion which He endured from love and obedience, He delivered us as His members from our sins, as by the price of His passion. For just as the natural body is one, though made up of diverse members, so the whole church, Christ's mystical body, is reckoned as one person with its head, which is Christ. Thirdly, by way of efficiency, inasmuch as Christ's flesh, wherein He endured the passion, is the instrument of the divinity, so that His sufferings and actions operate with divine power for expelling sin. First objection. It would seem that we were not delivered from sin through Christ's passion. For to deliver from sin belongs to God alone, according to Isaiah 43:25, I am He who blot out your iniquities for my own sake. But Christ did not suffer as God, but as man. Therefore Christ's passion did not free us from sin. Reply to the first objection. Although Christ did not suffer as God, nevertheless His flesh is the instrument of the divinity, and hence it is that His passion has a kind of divine power of casting out sin. Second objection. What is corporeal does not act upon what is spiritual, but Christ's passion is corporeal, whereas sin exists in the soul, which is a spiritual thing. Therefore Christ's passion could not cleanse us from sin. Reply to the second objection. Although Christ's passion is corporeal, still it derives a kind of spiritual energy from the Godhead, to which the flesh is united as an instrument, and according to this power, Christ's passion is the cause of the forgiveness of sins. Third objection. One cannot be purged from a sin not yet committed. Since then many sins have been committed since Christ's death, and are being committed daily, it seems that we were not delivered from sin by Christ's death. Reply to the third objection. Christ, by His passion, delivered us from our sins causally, that is, by setting up the cause of our deliverance, from which cause all sins whatsoever, past, present, or to come, could be forgiven, just as if a doctor were to prepare a medicine by which all sicknesses can be cured, even in the future. Article 2. Whether we were delivered from the devil's power through Christ's passion. Our Lord said in John 12:31, Now shall the prince of this world be cast out, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. Now He was lifted up from the earth by His passion on the cross. Therefore, by His passion, the devil was deprived of his power over man. There are three things to be considered regarding the power which the devil exercised over men previous to Christ's passion. The first is on man's own part, who by his sin deserved to be delivered over to the devil's power and was overcome by his tempting. Another point is on God's part, whom man had offended by sinning, and who with justice left man under the devil's power. The third is on the devil's part, who out of his most wicked will hindered man from securing his salvation. As to the first point, by Christ's passion man was delivered from the devil's power insofar as the passion is the cause of the forgiveness of sins, as stated above. As to the second, it must be said that Christ's passion freed us from the devil's power inasmuch as it reconciled us with God. But as to the third, Christ's passion delivered us from the devil, inasmuch as in Christ's passion, the devil exceeded the limit of power assigned him by God by conspiring to bring about Christ's death, who, being sinless, did not deserve to die. Hence St. Augustine says, the devil was vanquished by Christ's justice, because while discovering in him nothing deserving of death, nevertheless he slew him, and it is certainly just that the debtors whom he held captive should be set at liberty since they believed in him whom the devil slew, though he was no debtor. First objection. It would seem that we were not delivered from the power of the devil through Christ's passion, for he has no power over others who can do nothing to them without the sanction of another. But without the divine permission, the devil could never do any hurt to man, as is evident in the instance of Job. In like manner, it is stated in Matthew 8, 31 and 32, that the devils could not enter into the swine except with Christ's leave. Therefore, the devil never had power over man, and hence we are not delivered from his power through Christ's passion. Reply to the first objection. The devil is said to have had such power over men, not as though he were able to injure them without God's sanction, but because he was justly permitted to injure men, whom by tempting he had induced to give consent. Second objection. The devil exercises his power over men by tempting them and molesting their bodies. But even after the passion, he continues to do the same to men. Therefore, we are not delivered from his power through Christ's passion. Reply to the second objection. God so permitting it, the devil can still tempt men's souls and harass their bodies, yet there is a remedy provided for man through Christ's passion, whereby he can safeguard himself against the enemy's assaults, so as to not be dragged down into the destruction of everlasting death. And all who resisted the devil previous to the passion were enabled to do so through faith in the passion, although it was not yet accomplished. Yet in one respect, no one was able to escape the devil's hands, that is, so as not to descend into hell. But after Christ's passion, men can defend themselves from this by its power. Third objection. The might of Christ's passion endures forever, according to Hebrews 10:14. But deliverance from the devil's power is not found everywhere, since there are still idolaters in many regions of the world. Nor will it endure forever, because in the time of Antichrist, he will be especially active in using his power to the hurt of men, because it is said of him in 2 Thessalonians 2:9, whose coming is according to the working of Satan, in all power and signs and lying wonders, and in all seduction of iniquity. Consequently, it seems that Christ's passion is not the cause of the human race being delivered from the power of the devil. Reply to the third objection. God permits the devil to deceive men by certain persons and in certain times and places, according to the hidden motive of his judgments. Still, there is always a remedy provided through Christ's passion for defending themselves against the wicked snares of the demons, even in the time of Antichrist. But if any man neglect to make use of this remedy, it detracts nothing from the efficacy of Christ's passion.